Representative Thomas Massie, the left understands. You win or lose in the schools and in teaching children. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 8, 2018. Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie said the left is committed to a strong and well-funded federal education department because progressives know they win by gaining control of public schools and in teaching children. The left understands that this is where you win or lose, in the schools and in the teaching of the children, Massie said during a recent interview with The New American. The Department of Education was established by Jimmy Carter as a re-election tactic, as a ploy, and it's been part of Ronald Reagan's platform and the Republican platform to eliminate the Department of Education, he explained, adding that he introduced his bill to end the department by December 31, 2018, soon after the controversial confirmation of current Education Secretary Betsy DeVoe. The Kentucky representative described how many of his liberal constituents who were against DeVoe's confirmation wanted him to do something to stop her from taking the reins of the Education Department. Since he had no vote on the matter, he decided to introduce a bill that would end the department entirely and, thereby, render her without a job. Massie said that, when he is faced with new legislation requiring a vote, he considers three tests. Number one, is the bill constitutional? The Republican said. If it's not constitutional, I'm not going to vote for it. But even if it's constitutional, can we afford it? Massie said he asks himself next. Because if we can't afford it, if there's no money to pay for it, I can't vote for that either. Finally, is it better done at the state level, federal level, or maybe it's better done at the school board or the local level, he continued. If it's not a role of the federal government, then I won't vote for it either. Massie added that, when very lengthy bills are presented for a vote with little time given to read them, he may also vote against them because he cannot possibly vote responsibly since there is insufficient time to consider the legislation. The congressman said, even with these criteria, he only votes no about 25% of the time. Yet, other GOP members of Congress have given him the nickname, Mr. No.